What people know about artificial intelligence. Interview 1. Alcott.
This is Alcott. Alcott says that artificial intelligence is good at playing board games. Tell us more about that, Alcott.
Okay. I've heard that artificial intelligence is quite good at playing board games. I think that's because there are clear rules for a game which AI can learn. It is said that AI can beat the best human players at games like chess. I wouldn't play chess against a computer, though, because I'd always lose.
Interview 2. Jane.
This is Jane. Jane tells me she works in a library. Can you think of anything artificial intelligence could help you with?
Well, AI can help you to find information in texts very quickly, for example. It might take you a few hours to read one book. AI, on the other hand, can read a book in less than a second and then tell you everything you want to know about a topic. I absolutely love the Quick Read app on my phone.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Yes, I do. I like anything that helps me to get things done more quickly. Interview 3. Shelby.
This is Shelby. Shelby says she works in medicine. What exactly do you do, Shelby?
So, I work in a hospital. I'm a nurse in a clinic for lung diseases.
That sounds interesting. What do you know about artificial intelligence?
Well, I know that AI is becoming more and more important for many jobs.
Can you think of a specific example?
Take my job, for instance. Very often, patients have x-rays taken of their lungs, you know, pictures of their lungs, so that we can see if there's a medical problem. Believe it or not, but our doctors always use some AI software to help them study the pictures.
Wait, a computer can see a medical problem on an x-ray of the lung?
Yes, it does. In fact, most times the computer is as good as a human doctor.
Wow, don't you think that one day we won't need any doctors then?
No, I don't. You see, AI can help the doctors to find the problem, but it can't talk to a patient the way a human doctor can. It's best if the two work together.
Interview 4. Parker.
This is Parker. Parker tells me he loves music. Have you heard of artificial intelligence, Parker?
Yes, I have. I've just read that computers are starting to write music. Actually, there are loads of pop songs on YouTube that were written by AI. I've listened to some of them, and I think these songs don't sound bad.
So you're now going to stop listening to your favourite human singers?
No way. I still like the songs of my favourite pop bands much more. The computer-generated music sounds a bit boring. Besides, imagine a rock concert with just computers on stage.
Do you think AI will one day become really good at creative things, like making music or painting a picture?
Maybe, but I think it will take some more years.
Interview 5. Edison.
This is Edison. Edison says he's heard of artificial intelligence driving cars. Can you tell us more about that, Edison?
You see, in the future, cars may not need humans to drive them. AI will let the cars drive on their own.
I can't imagine riding in a self-driving car. Can you?
Well, everything's fine if nothing goes wrong. But in an emergency, it might be hard for a driverless car to decide what to do. Sometimes, it might not be possible to stop. So, should the car then drive into a tree or into another car? What would happen to me and what would happen to the other people in the street? No, I wouldn't want to ride in a self-driving car nowadays either.